One of the great things about hosting the Future Car podcast is all the interesting, innovative technologies I get to learn more about. A perfect example of this is my recent conversation with Cartier Brown, co-founder of Avicar, where we focused on remote reality. Avicar is using remote reality technology to create a race series where high-speed electric sports cars are raced by drivers that may be located thousands of miles away. To fully understand what remote reality actually is, let's compare it first to other more familiar reality technologies. I'm sure most of you have heard of virtual reality and perhaps even augmented reality, but what really defines these technologies and how do they all differ from each other? Let's start with virtual reality or VR. Virtual reality can be defined as a complete immersion into a computer-generated world. It allows a 360-degree 3D experience of scenes and objects that are built to feel as real as possible to the user. You can go from running for your life through a haunted house to floating aimlessly in space in just a matter of seconds. VR is experienced through a VR headset, and the technology is being used for many, many things, including video games and simulation training. So, with virtual reality, or VR, you are 100% in a simulated world. Augmented reality, or AR, on the other hand, is a mix of physical and virtual worlds. The popular mobile game Pokemon Go is a great example of augmented reality that allows players to catch virtual computer-generated Pokemon in the real world. Players use their smartphones to see the digital creatures appear on their screens, superimposed on real-world surroundings. Another example is the IKEA Place app that enables users to visualize how furniture or home accessories would look in their living space. With your smartphone camera, you can place 3D models of furniture in your home to see if it will fit and match the decor. Technology works in real time and blends computer-generated components seamlessly with the real world. So instead of physically moving your couch around the room to find that perfect spot, you can do it with AR technology, which I would say is a lot less effort. Finally, we have remote reality. Now, remote reality differs from both VR and AR in one important way. It's all real and all about controlling and interacting with physical objects remotely. Cartier Brown did an excellent job of breaking it down for us. Here's what he had to say.
So, similar to virtual reality and augmented reality, remote reality is a little different when it comes to the immersive experience. What it allows you to do is experience other environments in the real world in real time. So you can actually experience something in a completely other area of the earth and experience it in real time. So what's different about virtual reality and augmented reality is that it's digital graphics intensive. Remote reality relies on live stream cameras. So everything is real. You're actually moving physical objects in the real world, and you're essentially in two places at the same time. And there's a whole plethora of things that come with this type of technology that we're really excited about. With remote reality, you can actually physically control what you're watching. And that's something that's miles ahead what's going on in just content programming. And the technology allows us to do that.
So why remote reality? What was it about this technology that for Avicar set it apart from AR and VR?
We wanted a motorsports league that you can participate from your living room. You could participate from your couch. And that was something that no motorsport league is doing right now. So that was the journey we went on. Aside from the content aspect, we realized on an engineering and technology aspect, we were opening up a plethora of opportunity. And as we were starting to speak to some of our mechanical engineers and these guys are really bright people we fortunate to work with. we just was fascinated by the opportunity that this technology can allow in motorsports. So we just went down this rabbit hole to change not just sports programming, but technology and a disruptive, immersive experience that was slightly different than virtual reality and augmented reality. It's not a completely autonomous vehicles that would have a 100% predictability of exactly driving around the course with precision and zero chance of crash. Remote reality still has that human touch. And that's what's important. It's really the symbiotic relationship between human and machine, where it's not just 100% machines doing all the work. So there is still that element of anxiety as far as who's going to come first, who's going to win, who may crash. But it's also taking into a fact that you could now push the engineering of the vehicles to do things that hasn't been seen before. And that's really what keeps us up at night. The idea that we could actually do things instead of having a car, you know, nicely go around a track or copy F1 or copy NASCAR, we could really push the limits of the courses to go more vertical and do things that haven't been caught on camera yet.
So in the context of AviCar, remote reality technology is being used to race real high-speed electric race cars remotely. Looking at AR and VR through the same lens, VR technology would simulate a fully immersive car race, while AR might generate a virtual sports car and racetrack in the middle of your kitchen or your backyard. All three technologies are innovative and fascinating in their own way, and they provide a different reality experience than the reality we're used to experiencing day to day. And given the rate at which technology continues to develop, it'll be very interesting to see how remote, augmented, and virtual reality and their respective applications continue to evolve and even intertwine. This has been another Future Car Podcast, Eddie's Fast Facts episode. I'm your host, Ed Bernardin, and thanks for listening.